Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1119, How to Have an Awesome Deadlift Workout by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have 5 shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. And I'm so excited to read you today's post. Deadlifting was an exercise I absolutely feared. For the longest time, I refused to perform this move. But now, it's one of my favorite moves ever. So, let's discuss the magic of deadlifting and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Have an Awesome Deadlift Workout by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Oh, sweet, sweet deadlifts. I do love them ever so much. Conventional, sumo, trap bar, rack pulls, snatch grip. It doesn't matter what type of deadlift it may be. I absolutely love deadlifting. In fact, I love deadlifts so much, I even wrote a poem about them. Okay, I'm just kidding, maybe, about the whole ode to deadlift thing. In honor of my love, admiration, and respect for one of the best exercises anyone could ever do, I'm going to share with you how to have an awesome deadlift workout. First things first, know how to deadlift properly. Once you know how to deadlift properly and safely, it's time to move on. Here are 8 tips you can use to have an awesome deadlift workout. 1, pre-workout, have some caffeine. I don't do this every training session, but if I want to hit a personal record or just test out my beautiful abilities, I'll have a large cup of coffee about half an hour to 45 minutes before my training session. If you want a little extra kick to fuel your workout, then I suggest you enjoy a large cup of coffee as well before your training session. 2, start and stay warm. Wear pants and a zip-up sweatshirt if necessary, but you should be very warm before you even touch the barbell. This is a little tip most people don't use, but once they try it, they notice a difference. Make sure you get thoroughly warmed up before you even start deadlifting, and this can go more quickly with a couple of extra layers of clothing. I generally train with pants and a sweatshirt on and then take off the layers as I get very warm. After your warm-up, proceed with your warm-up sets for the deadlift, but only take off the layers when you get really warm. This tip is especially important during the winter months and for those over 40. 3. Stretches and glute activation drills. You simply won't have a great deadlift session if your hip flexors are tight and your glutes aren't firing. You want the right muscles doing the work you demand, and for a deadlift, that means putting the brunt of the load on your hamstrings, glutes, lower, and upper back. The majority of my clients sit most of the day, and so they always conclude their warm-up with hip flexor stretches followed immediately by glute bridges and clams. Do not neglect this tip. You will have stronger and safer pulls if your glutes are firing properly. 4, keep everything the same. From the first warm-up set to the final rep you pull, the warm-up and work sets should be identical. Approach the bar the same way. Set up the same way. Feet, breathing, belt, hands, etc. Get a big breath of air and hold it in your belly. Exceptions. I do my first several warm-up sets with a double overhand grip and switch to a mixed grip when the weight gets heavier. I also put on my weight belt and use chalk once the weights get over 80% of my work weight. But the point is, everything should look exactly the same from the first set of the warm-up until the last work set. Even if you're working up to a 315-pound deadlift, treat your 135-pound warm-up like it's 300-plus pounds. I always approach the bar the same way, set my feet the same, and follow the same cues for every single set. This way, when the weight gets heavy, you'll have a nice pattern to follow to get your setup properly. The last thing you want to think about when you're about to pull a heavy weight off the floor is how to set up for it. 5. Don't be afraid to get aggressive. The deadlift is not a dainty little exercise, and I highly recommend unleashing the inner beast when you approach the bar. Approach the bar with some aggression. Tell yourself you're going to rip that barbell off the ground with force. Feel free to growl if it helps. 6. Don't get distracted. Don't listen to conversations going on around you. Don't watch other people train. When you're about to pull that bar off the floor, focus on the barbell and nothing but the barbell. Don't mindlessly chat with someone or fidget with your iPod while you're setting your feet and getting ready to pull. Be involved 100% in what you are about to do. It's amazing what a little bit of focus and determination can do. 7. If necessary, use some music. A lot of people like training with music blaring in the background, and unfortunately, most music played at commercial gyms is total in my opinion anyway. If it helps you, then bring your own and use it. When you're about to perform a work set, put on your favorite song, get fired up, get focused, and dominate that set. And lastly, 8. Don't give up and keep pulling. That's the fun thing about deadlifts. You are literally pulling dead weight off the ground. When you're going for a heavy single or triple, you're going to have to commit to the pull. You may have to fight a little bit, but keep pulling. The only thing I thought about was getting that bar off the floor. It was a bear of a fight, but failure was not an option. I will mention that you shouldn't keep pulling if your form goes to or if you simply have too much weight on the bar. If your hips shoot up and your back rounds before the bar budges off the floor, you simply need to strip off some weight. But don't be afraid to stick with the lift for another second to break it off the floor or getting it moving. So there you have it. Some great tips on how to have a great deadlift workout. Be sure to put them to use the next time you're going to rip some weight off the floor. You just listened to the post titled, How to Have an Awesome Deadlift Workout by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I remember pre-COVID and before I had my home gym set up, I was at a busy fitness facility and saw a couple of younger individuals deadlifting. Now, I didn't violate any of Nia's rules because I wasn't deadlifting myself that day, so it wasn't like I was unfocused on what I was doing. But they caught my attention when one of them was instructing the other on how to perform a proper deadlift. Person A was struggling to lift the bar. This wasn't particularly noteworthy to me, but my ears definitely perked when their buddy, whom I will call Person B, instructed them to move the bar further away from their body before performing the lift. Yikes. This is the exact opposite of what renowned back specialist Dr. Stuart McGill would recommend, and I wish Nia was there to help them out. Oh, and we'll post a great instructional video from Dr. McGill on how to perform the perfect deadlift. It ties in perfectly with all of Nia's suggestions. But basically, I'm so glad that Nia created this post because there are so many myths about deadlifting, and I see people doing it wrong all the time. I especially love Nia's second tip. Be sure you're warmed up before attempting a deadlift. I personally like to perform a 5 to 10 minute light warm-up, maybe a quick jog around the block, or a 5 minute light row on the row machine, or an easy bike ride on the Airdyne. Something to get the big muscles warmed up and ready, and as Nia mentioned specifically, the glutes, hamstrings, and hip flexors. I will usually then practice hang cleans, push presses, squats, and deadlifts with no weights, just the barbell. I do those because I want to make sure my body remembers how to perform these complex moves. Then, and only then, will I finally approach the barbell to perform some very light deadlift warm-up sets. And just as Nia said, I don't think of these as warm-ups, because if I do, then I might get sloppy. I might think to myself, oh, this weight is so light, we're not even close to what you can normally lift, so don't worry about proper form right now. If I do that, that's when injuries happen. So do exactly as Nia said. Treat every lift just like you were lifting 300 pounds. And between Nia's and Dr. McGill's tips, you'll be lifting over 300 pounds in no time, and more importantly, doing so injury-free. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.